and welcome to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. You're listening to us in Auckland on Planet FM on Wednesday, Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday night, Capity Coast Radio and Wellington Access Radio on Sunday. And greetings to people listening on Planet Audio around New Zealand and indeed around the world. And it's around the world I've been since I was on air live last a few weeks ago, just got back last week after a great trip to Ireland and also with stop-offs in Singapore, London and Scotland visiting my children. So more about my trip and my thoughts on how things are going over there in Ireland throughout the programme tonight. But we opened up the programme tonight with Falling Slowly, a song that won an Academy Award for Glenn Hansard and Markita Iglova back in 2008. And sadly, just a day or two before I went to Ireland, Glenn died in a tragic motorcycle accident in Strawberry Beds, just on the beside the Phoenix Park in Dublin. And a huge celebration of his life, of course, started off busking on Grafton Street, then had a band called the Frames, and then went out on his own and did so much good work. So a huge loss to the music industry in Ireland. And that followed a few weeks later while I was at home with the news that another Irish singer, Cat Dowling, passed away in, after a brief battle with cancer. We'll have a song from her called Freedom later on in the programme tonight. But hopefully you can stay with us. I'll bring you all the news of events happening in Ireland over the last week and plenty of good music. And up next, I want to play this song for a friend of mine who I visited 2 weeks ago and sadly passed away suddenly after I arrived back the other day, Michael Hanahan. And Michael went to school with me and my family and was from the village of Catantubber in the parish of Kilcairn in County Galway. And his funeral took place this week. So Michael, like me, would have gone to Glenamaddy on any occasion. So in Michael's memory, here's Big Tom and the Four Roads to Glenamaddy.
Four country roads winding to a town in County Galway. Four country roads leading to the friends I left behind. Four dusty roads of my mind. Once in a while I hear the sound of music in the winter night. I see now and then the trees where we shattered from the rain. And once in a while I see us walking home in the morning light. And after the time see my hometown once again. Four roads from Glenamaddy, four roads that drift apart, four roads to Glenamaddy are the four dusty byways to my heart. One country road led me to the schoolhouse by the meadow, and one country road to the churchyard where my mom and daddy lie. One dusty road where I strolled with a loved one in the shadow, and one dusty road that led me on my journey far away. Forward.
Big Tom there on the Four Roads to Glenamedy. And welcome along. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Just a quick recap on my trip. As I mentioned at the start of the program, I spent some time in Singapore visiting my son Fergus. Very hot and warm there. Very clean city. Then went on to London for a few days to spend time with my daughter Sinead and some friends. And very hot there as well. In fact, you know, England and most of Ireland has been hit by severe droughts over the last few weeks. And then after a few days in London, I took a train up to Edinburgh to visit my other son, Patrick. I spent 5 days around Scotland, a beautiful country. I'd only been there briefly for a rugby match in 87 before I left. And Edinburgh is abuzz with activities throughout August. You have the French Festival, and you have the military tattoo, which we had here in Auckland in February. But we're going to see Danny O'Brien. Danny's from Dublin. He's a comedian, and he'll be in New Zealand performing next year. We'll have a chat with him on the program here, you know, before he comes down here. But he's in Auckland on St. Patrick's Day next year. But yes, Edinburgh, unbelievable city. And then we travelled across, Patrick and I, from Stranraer to Belfast and down through Northern Ireland and down to Galway via Roscommon, and had a lovely evening with Kevin McGarry and his wife Claire, a daughter Katrina. Many of you remember Kevin had a very bad accident here working on a farm back in 2007, and the Irish community and many more in New Zealand rallied around to support him and his family during his time. Long stint in hospital in the burns unit in Middlemore. So Kevin went back to Ireland, completed his ag science degree, and bought a farm, farming, and married Claire and a beautiful daughter, Katrina. So it was great to see Kevin, and he sends his best wishes to all of the people here that supported him during his time in New Zealand, which is almost 20 years ago, August 2007, he had his accident. So that's some of the things that I did. We'll tell you more about some of the other things I did later on in the program tonight. But we'll continue with music. And this time we've got The Parting Glass from Liam Clancy.
In good company,
the wonderful voice of Liam Clancy. The other song we play from Liam from time to time is his wonderful version of waltzing Matilda. And of course, Liam and Tommy Makem, a big part of the Irish music scene in the early 60s and into the 70s. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the wonderful support of the Hugh Green Group. Just we'll run through some of the items making the news in Ireland. As I mentioned, Ireland took over the presidency of the European Union for 6 months at the beginning of July. So this week in Druids Den in Wicklow, they have a huge meeting of all the foreign ministers of all the European countries. So I see they've called on support from the British Defence Forces with the use of a warship to be close by, because obviously earlier in the year when President Zelensky arrived in Ireland, Dublin, for a visit after Ireland took over the presidency, there was a drone acting suspiciously in the region of Dublin airport. So, of course, then later in the year, Ireland will be hosting all the prime ministers of all the 27, I think, European countries. They have another man coming in a few weeks' time. Some people, well, he'd be welcomed down around Doom Beg, but not sure he'd get the same Cade Mila Fáilte everywhere else. But it was confirmed that President Trump will visit Doom Beg, the golf course he owns down in County Clare, the week after next, to watch his golfing friends Rory McIlroy and Bryson DeChambeau and others play in the Irish Open golf tournament. And it'll be a logistics nightmare for the Irish government. All police leave has been cancelled. And, you know, it's rumoured that the cost of security for his 2 days or 3 days in Ireland, he wants to go up to turn the sod on a new US embassy that's going to be built on the site of the old Jury's Hotel across the road from where the current embassy is next week as well. So he'd probably be helicoptered from his golf course up to Dublin. Whether or not he'll pay a courtesy call to President Connolly, that hasn't been confirmed yet. But I'm sure, you know, the government will be hoping that his visit passes off without any incident. You know, he's in the news every day. We saw last week he changed the name of a lake, Lake Ontario, to Lake America. Who knows what he might do if he comes to Ireland. Anyway, we'll give you another bit of music here. And it is lovely weather. Come back here. The weather in Ireland was fantastic, I have to say. Only one half day of rain when I was there. And unfortunately, it bucketed down at the weekend for the big electric picnic festival in Stradbally in County Leash. But the sun is shining here this morning as I'm, broadcasting. And we take this song from U2 called Beautiful Day.
The heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place, someone you could lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day.
You too, and beautiful day. And yes, it is a beautiful day here in Auckland. We've just moved into spring in New Zealand, although it's not very good spring weather at the moment in many parts of the country. But just on the weather in Ireland, weather was fantastic. I didn't travel to Dublin apart from flying out there last week. Spent most of the time in the west of Ireland, and great to see all the celebrations that's still taking place in County Mayo. Every town and village you went through, it was unbelievable, the flags and the banners and the bunting. And great news, Kobe McDonald, who left to join up with his Australian Rules Club in St Kilda in Melbourne, their season is finished. So he's obviously back home, and he'll be playing with his club team, Crossmolina, in the championship, and no doubt continuing the celebrations, which were at Electric Picnic last week. The Saw Doctors invited the Mayo team onto the stage in Dublin. And certainly wonderful celebrations continuing in Mayo, and indeed all over other parts of Ireland as well. I think everybody was so happy to see Mayo win the All-Ireland football final after a 75-year gap. And it was great to travel through the county. Had a nice game of golf down in Inishgroan with Seamus Higgins, and had a lovely meal with his wife Alice and Seamus afterwards. Of course, Seamus visits New Zealand to visit his son Paddy and family here, and look forward to seeing him back here again. What else was happening? Yeah, the weather, in fact, the west of Ireland normally is wetter than the rest of the country, so that has helped, because grass growth hasn't been badly affected as it has on the east coast. But there's many farmers on the east coast of Ireland that are feeding hay and silage for the last 6 weeks. In fact, that last belt of rain they had on the east coast was about the 12th of June. Hopefully the rain that hit last weekend will come as some relief, but it may be too late. And as I mentioned, Electric Picnic at 80,000 people in Stradbally. And not far away from there will be another big crowd, upwards of probably 300,000, visiting the National Clown Championships, which gets underway in 10 days' time down there in Tullamore, one of the big events. All right, I'm going to play another song. It's good to catch up with my good friend Tom Gilmer. Tom from Toome, O'Dane, outside Toome, and a music critic, writer with the Toome Herald for many years, and done a lovely piece this week on his connection with Dolly Parton, who passed away last week. But Tom gave me a CD recorded by Sarah Hessian. Sarah is from Galway, and she sings a lot at funerals. And she heard this particular poem read out at a funeral back in May, and she decided she'd record it. And it's called My Last Goodbye. And it went to number 4 on the charts here in New Zealand a few weeks ago. And the latest news is that it's got over 15 million hits online. So congratulations to Sarah and this wonderful song called My Last Goodbye. And I suppose we dedicate this to anyone, people that we know that have said goodbye to loved ones over the last year.
Time. time you read these words, I'll have already gone. And I know there'll be some days ahead, you'll wish I were still home. But my days are done, my part is played, and if I leave one thing, it's gratitude for all the years and everything they've been. That mattered most through all the passing tears. There's nothing more I'd ask of life, no more I'd need to know. My heart is full, my story told, so smile and let me go.
They're a Hessian there, and my last goodbye song that's trending globally and then maybe get a few more hits now after airplay on Ireland Calling, which is the program you're listening to here, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. And I hope wherever you're listening, you're enjoying the program, whether it's here in New Zealand or over in Ireland. And as I said, I spent most of my time around the west of Ireland. I celebrated my uncle's 100th birthday on the 21st of August, and we had a lovely celebration. And as I've mentioned before, when you reach the great age of 100 in Ireland, and you're an Irish citizen, the president sends you a nice letter and a cheque for €2,500. And in our parish alone, there's over 30 people that are over 90. So President Connolly or her successor in 10 years' time will be probably writing out more cheques. And certainly, met a number of people that are in their 90s when I was at home that are still living a very full life. So again, happy birthday to my uncle Michal, and indeed great to the former diplomat and still enjoying a pretty good quality of life. What else is happening? As mentioned, now the big event coming up this week in sport is at Croke Park, 80,000 people. No, the All-Ireland Hurling and Football Finals, they'd normally be taking place. The Hurling Final would be taking place on the first Sunday in September if the GAA continues what they've done for almost over 100 years. But of course, we had the hurling and football final in July to give time to for the club championships. But this weekend, a girl that played a bit of Gaelic football growing up in Wicklow, Katie Taylor, undisputed world champion boxer. She's having her final fight, and it was always her dream to have a fight in Croke Park. Of course, Muhammad Ali fought Alvin Blue Lewis back there in 1972, and the official attendance was 80,000, but they reckon that there were probably people that paid a pound to go in, or maybe £2, but they said there was an awful lot more people there that probably got in climbing over walls. Well, you won't be climbing over walls to get in this weekend because it's a sellout. And the promoter, I was reading about him the other day, Peter Aitken, who joined up with Katie Taylor's management team, Barry Hearn, in the UK, took a huge punt to promote this fight. But they priced it right. They did a roadshow around the country for a few days, a week before the tickets went on sale. And pretty much the tickets sold out in a matter of hours. They were priced at around the €40. So it'll be a big payday for Katie Taylor. And she's fighting a French boxer who's could cause an upset as well. Her name is Flora Dilly, and they're playing or boxing on Friday night. Hopefully, it's a really good good game, a good fight, and it'll be Katie Taylor's last fight. But in Croke Park, while I was away, you had the All Ireland senior camogie and indeed junior intermediate final. Cork beat Galway in an exciting game in the Camogie final in the previous week. Galway ladies won the All-Ireland football final and beaten Kerry with 11 players from our club in Kilkerran and Clonburn on the squad. And in fact, they're visiting Kilkerran this weekend on Friday night and bringing the cup. And I just also want to wish our parish priest in Kilkerran, Father Tommy Cummins, has been there for 18 years. All the best as he moves to a new parish in Moore between Ballinasloe and Athlone next week. Of course, Tommy's brother, Michael, has a very popular programme, Midwest Radio, Ramblin' House. And Ramblin' House, that's what it's called. But anyway, Michael, a very staunch, both of them, Michael and Tommy, staunch supporters of Mayo. So to send Father Tom off on his way up to Moore, I'll probably give last here to the green and red of Mayo.
Oh, the green and red of Mayo, I can see it still. It's soft and craggy boglands, it's tall majestic hills, where the ocean kisses Ireland, the waves caress its shore. Sunday every summer, the pilgrims climb the reek.
that song is probably the most played song in Ireland over the last few weeks, The Green and Red of Mayo by the Saw Doctors. In fact, I was talking to my good friend, Tom Gilmer, about royalties and everything for that song. The fact that it's been played so many times, will it make the Saw Doctors multi-millionaires? And far from it. The royalties are very, very slim. But anyway, Saw Doctors had the Mayo football team on stage with them the other night when they played at Electric Picnic. Well, the Leaving Cert results came out just 10 days ago, and then the big scramble for places at university with the CAO. You know, the CAO offers came out, and then once people got an offer for to study at all the big cities, they had to find accommodation. And that was that's the major issue. There is still a huge shortage of affordable housing in Ireland, a huge shortage of secondary teachers as well. And teacher numbers, class sizes are going through the roof. Some schools have class sizes of 35. I don't know, here I'm involved with Rossmany College in Auckland, and you know, we have class sizes of 29, and we think they're too big. So a big issue ahead. A lot of the teachers are leaving to go off and travel overseas. And you know, there's even though teachers get well paid in Ireland, but it's getting harder and harder to find teachers. The population is increasing, and other issues happening as well. There's a massive waiting list for people in hospitals to get treatment, to get surgical issues sorted. And the head of the Cork University Hospital was on last week saying they need more resources. And then the Minister for Health, Jennifer Carol McNeil, she was on saying that every hospital had been given a budget and they have to work through it. So there's certainly issues ahead on both education and health fronts in the months ahead. As I mentioned earlier in the programme, Kat Dowling passed away after a short illness. Great singer, and here she is with a beautiful song called Freedom, which was a big hit for her. Yes, two great Irish singers passed away in the last month, Cat Dowling there and Glenn Hansard at the end of July. A huge loss to the musical industry in Ireland. You're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, new British Prime Minister Andy Burnham paid a visit to Northern Ireland last week, and in an off-the-cuff remark, he said there'll be no referendum on Irish unity for a long time. He said it's off the table, so he's kind of back a bit. I see where former British Prime Minister Gordon Brown came out and he said Ireland will be united in the future. He didn't give a date on it. Burnham, who basically had his first day behind his desk in Downing Street yesterday, has kind of backtracked a little, saying the referendum, which obviously Sinn Féin are calling for after the Good Friday Agreement was agreed back in 1998, it was agreed that, you know, at a stage in the future, probably within 30 years, that the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, it was in his or her right to call a referendum on Irish unity. And Sinn Féin were expecting that to happen before 2030, but it won't happen. Burnham referenced the division as a result of the Brexit referendum and the referendum in Scotland. So, man with Irish connections, everybody thought he'd start off on a better footing with the Irish government, but that was a small bit of an issue that got a lot of publicity last week. But both Micheál Martin and Tánaiste Simon Harris feel that a referendum at any time in the near future would only bring more division, because things are still on a knife edge, as we see every time you have around the 12th of July. And there's traditions there that are going to take a lot of work before two communities can live together side by side peacefully. Of course, we're all shocked here, but the terrible disaster in Nepal last week. There's two Irish citizens still listed among the people missing. And I know that, you know, massive efforts have been made to free the people that are trapped in these tunnels, hydro tunnels. Unbelievable scenes to see what happened there. And again, there was outrage in Ireland 2 weeks ago when this trend of young people baiting police to follow them down motorways and then go down the wrong, or them trying to evade the police by going down the wrong side of motorways against oncoming traffic and putting it up on the social media. And there was a horrific accident with five young people in a car that they owned, was travelling at 120 miles an hour on the M9 motorway between Carlow and Dublin. Coming up 2 weeks on Saturday, maybe it might be 3 weeks, and they crashed into three sisters and a young child on the way to the airport. Five young boys, two from Carlow, two from Kildare and one from Limerick, were all killed instantly. Took the police the best part of, you know, nearly a day, well, certainly 16 hours to get the bodies from the tangled mess of the car. And the three sisters and young boy are still in hospital. But the good side of Ireland came out when a fundraising GoFundMe page was started. And the latest figures is over 800,000 has been collected for the families who will be in hospital for many, many more weeks yet. But then we had a similar incident happen in Millsborough a week later with five young men killed along with two police officers they crashed into. So huge calls on social media companies, especially this TikTok, you know, website to stop content like this being put up there. Right, let's take one more song and come back and finish up for the program for another week. I think we go with Christy Moore and Bright Blue Rose.
I skimmed across black water without once submerging onto the banks of an urban morning that hungers the first light much
much more than the mountains ever do. And she, like a ghost beside me, goes down with the ease of a dolphin and emerges unlearned and shamed and harmed. For she is the perfect creature, a natural in every feature, and I am the geek with the alchemist's stone. For all of you who must discover, for all who seek to understand, for having left the path of others, you find a very special hand. And it is a holy thing, and it is a precious time, and it is the only way. Forget-me-nots among the snow, it's always been, and so it goes. To ponder is debt, and is life eternally. For all of you who must discover, for all who seek to understand, for having left the path of others, you find a very special hand. And it is a holy thing, and it is a precious time, and it is the only way. Forget me nots among the snow, it's always been, and so it goes. To ponder is debt, and is life eternally. Bright blue rose outlives all those 2,000 years, and still it goes. To ponder is debt, and is life eternally.
Christy Moore and Bright Blue Rose. And Christy made an appearance at the big concert in Waterford at the beginning of August, the All Together Now concert, and performed there. Christy, 81, and still performing in Ireland at smaller venues in Dublin. But he did the big concert. And the other I mentioned about the big concert in Stradbally, Electric Picnic, one of the big groups that played there, with Fontaines DC, who were in often here. It was earlier this year, last year, and they were one of the main acts, and it was announced literally within 24 hours of that night that they'll be the main headline act at Slane Castle in June next year. So the next band nearly as good as U2, according to some reports. Right, that's about it. I'm kind of running out of time here. It's great to be back. And I hope you've enjoyed the program and the selection of music this week. And thanks again to the Hugh Green Group. And thank you, the listeners, for tuning in. And it's nice to be back here and bringing you latest news from Ireland and all good music. We'll go out tonight with Inya and Caravine Blue. For me, good night, goodbye, and God bless. And look forward to being here again next week.
104.6 Planet.